app. On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN Health MEC Numagugu Simelane has urged the Road Accident Fund to boost measures to ensure that beneficiaries don't misuse the claims paid out to them. She says the funds are meant to help crash victims cover their medical bills and pay for physical rehabilitation.
Rehabilitation does not just end with physical recovery. It also involves restoring hope, personal dignity, and giving opportunities, because the road to recovery after an accident is often long and difficult.
Simelane says there are crash survivors who've been taken advantage of by unethical lawyers, some of whom have already been arrested. She's meanwhile urged survivors to be responsible with their funds. The MEC was speaking at the launch of a renovated rehabilitation centre at Clearwood Hospital yesterday.
A team of physiotherapists, doctors, healthcare workers who will use this facility are all instrumental in minimising people's long-term disability.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says South Africa will use its G20 presidency to tackle inequality in the world. South Africa assumed presidency at the summit of the group of 20 major economies that closed in Brazil yesterday. We're scheduled to host the 2025 event late next year. Ramaphosa says food security will be prioritized under South Africa's presidency.
As the G20, we need to ensure that the achievement of sustainable development goals remains at the forefront of international financing decisions. We also need to ensure that long outstanding commitments that were made in solidarity, to act in solidarity with those who are vulnerable, are met.
Ukraine has fired six long-range missiles deep into Russian territory. Washington this week gave Kiev the green light to use the US-made ballistic missiles against military targets inside Russia. Moscow says the step makes the US a direct participant in the conflict. According to state media reports, the missiles caused no deaths. Five were shot down by air defense systems. The Kremlin says it's now considering its retaliation. President Vladimir Putin this week signed a decree lowering the threshold for using nuclear weapons. And Rafael Nadal says he leaves behind a sporting and personal legacy after retiring from professional tennis at the Davis Cup. The 38-year-old lost his singles match in straight sets as the Netherlands defeated Spain 2-1 to reach the final four. Nadal, who'll be remembered as the King of Clay, enjoyed a historic career spanning over two decades. Speaking to reporters last night, the 22-time Grand Slam winner said he feels at peace as he hangs up his racket for the final time.
An emotional day, nerves before the motions, feeling the national anthem for the last time like a professional have been, you know, very special. And then, of course, a little bit of mixed feelings makes the things a little bit more difficult. But that's it. I mean, we went on court, we lived that moment. I tried to do my best. I tried to, at the same time, to stay as positive as possible in every single moment, to play with the right energy.
Back home, we've got a high of 28 degrees in Durban today. Richards Bay 30, Maritzburg 32. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.